Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And we're about 20 minutes away from our Dallas Cowboys Green Bay Packers sweet ticket giveaway. But right now, time for the C Block starring Corey Major.
Thank you very much, Kevin. I really appreciate that. It's not sweet as in sweet tooth. It's
correct.
Sweet as in sweet life of Zach and Cody.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or that, sweet life on deck, if you will.
That is correct.
So you actually get to go to a suite and watch the game, and you can either cheer for Micah or you can cheer for the Cowboys. That's up to you. I do not care what you cheer for when you're there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All I care for is that you win these tickets and you go tell everybody that you know. I want them with the fan, baby.
Okay.
Because the fan is awesome.
Okay.
That's the truth. Kevin, as you know, I like to start off the C Block with hot takes, as always. Hot take number one, the Snickers ice cream bar is superior to the regular Snickers bar. That's a fact.
Ooh.
877-881-1053. Text in if you agree. If you disagree, don't worry about it.
I'm going to have to think about this. I don't know if I've ever had a Snickers ice cream bar. That's why I sighed. I was like, I've eaten a lot, but I don't.
Wow. Alec, your thoughts?
I haven't had it.
Oh, see?
But I will say, I would probably believe you because every like ice cream iteration of some big name brand snack that I've had
has been better
than the original.
Yeah.
So I believe you, and I haven't even tried it yet.
See, here's the other thing, though. My son, Carter, my middle son, I was like, man, I really want a popsicle. And okay. So we went to the store to get some popsicles. And whenever I got to the store, I saw a box of Snickers ice cream bars. I love them. One time though, in middle school, may have stolen a case of them. And then our band director forced us to eat all of them because we stole them.
Oh no.
What
were those popsicles that were all in plastic? You know, like the really long ones, mm-hmm. And then you would finish them and there'd be all that juice in there. I'm going to stop talking, but you know what I'm talking
about. I do like this from the 469. I think I want to pitch this to Men's Tea, the Men's Tea hard fact of the day. I like that. I really do like that. Man, that's really good.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I'm pitching that idea.
When you need it hard and you need it fast, Men's Tea, I got you.
But whenever I saw the Snickers ice cream bar, I was like, Carter, get those. And he looked at me and he goes, okay, grabbed them. We got home and he goes, so what is this, like frozen Snickers? I was like, no. And he goes, hold on, there's ice cream inside? I was like, yes. And he was like, oh my gosh. It changed his life.
Did you think that was a reasonable question he asked, though?
If he had not ever had it.
Oh.
You know, yes. But it did say it on the side of the box, so I'd like my kid to learn to read.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
The younger one. Brandon knows how to read.
So that's it for hot takes, though. All right.
Ooh. I don't know if I believe that.
We might have another hot take in just a moment.
I knew it.
All right. The top 10 rushing records and the top 10 passing records of the weekend. Kevin, The rushers are now 21-9 on the year, man, having gone 6-4 this week. So 7-3, 8-2, 6-4, their worst week so far. The top 10 passing records of the weekend, you're now at 11-19 as you went 3-7 over the weekend. Again,
that is just a shocking divide.
This could, I'm just going to keep track of this for the rest of our lives, just because it's fun. People can argue and be like, dude, yeah, of course you're going to have better rushing yards if you're ahead. Yes, I get it. And if you're behind, you're probably going to have more passing. But if you have the balance on offense, you might have better chances to win.
I feel like we usually get at least one of those quarterback is not a win stat person that's really upset about it too.
Yes, that does happen sometimes. I also saw this stat earlier today. So far for the season, Chase Brown, the running back for the Cincinnati Bengals, has 47 carries for 93 yards. Kevin, that totals out to how many yards per carry?
I think it's 2, but it might be closer to 1.9.
He also is minus 54 yards before contact.
Oh my gosh.
That's bad on the Bengals. That's bad on. What? That means that he's getting stuffed in the backfield so many times. Then, and like, that's where he gets touched first is negative. So I don't even know that's a real stat. I feel like it shouldn't be, honestly.
If it's not a real stat, I feel like you shouldn't be telling it to us.
Oh, I mean, it's real.
Oh, okay.
It just doesn't feel like it should be real.
Ah.
Kevin, would you like the hits of the weekend or the misses?
No, I want the misses. I want everyone else to be sad like we are about sports right now.
We will start with the honorable mention misses of the weekend. Jake Browning.
Yeah.
Miss of the weekend. Now, I do believe, did he not holler into the camera once and say the Minnesota Vikings should have kept him? Last year.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. After leading a win over the Vikings years ago, he hollered into the cameras, insisting Minnesota should have never let him go. And then yesterday, he had a absolutely miserable football game. Sorry, Jake Browning. It was not your best outing.
Mm.
Also, honorable mention for the misses, the 2025 season for Najee Harris.
Yeah.
He starts the season with the explosion in his eye.
Yeah, that's right.
The firework set him back. And now he has the Achilles injury. And that's just brutal, man. That is a very tough way everything's gone.
Is his productive NFL career over? Because, like, he wasn't taking the world over by storm anyway.
You the Achilles is one of those injuries that you feel like you never quite have the same burst, the same stability. You might be right. He's going to, you know, if he's committed, he'll go fight his butt off to be back. But you're right. He never was what everybody expected him to be as running back.
Yeah.
And then this put him in this place. So in order to get my final honorable mention from the misses out, I must give an honorable mention from the hits. Defensive scoring, 9 offensive touchdowns yesterday, Kevin.
There you go.
The Jets, however, were the only team with a non-offensive touchdown that didn't win.
Really?
Yeah.
And I mean, and they were in position to do it.
That is crazy to me that they were the one team. That's the Jets. That's as Jets as it gets right there. Is every team in the NFL that had at least one non-offensive touchdown won their game except for us.
That sucks.
All right, so the top 3 misses of the weekend. Number 3, blocked field goal life. There were 3 blocked field goals that had specific game-deciding factors yesterday. I think there were 4, maybe 5 overall. I think you said that one was a punt, Kevin.
I believe that is correct.
But there were 4, 2 of them by the Eagles. There was a moment
in the same quarter,
dude. And then within minutes of each other, the Jets blocked the Buccaneers and took that to the house, for a touchdown as well. So that was wild. And you know what I wanted to do? I wanted to really watch closely and be like, where's leverage for this Jordan Davis one? Like there had to have been something.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, no, he's just a big, strong, powerful man that was able to plow through the special teams offensive line and block 2.
You think he's still mad about people saying they won because of the tush push, and he's just kind of like, I'll show all of you.
Yeah, I'm going to go out there and just be the dude that I am. And then there was the video of him, you know, with Maria Taylor for NBC's Sunday Night special. And he's being interviewed, and Jalen Hurts just storms into the room, and he's like, "I knew you were going to make a big play."
I did not see
that. Did you see the video of Jalen Hurts when that play happened? Didn't even smile.
Because he's focused.
What a weirdo. Just enjoy it, dude.
That feels rude. Alec, are you shaking your head? Yes, at the weirdo comment?
Absolutely, yes.
Thank you.
Show some emotion, man. Yeah. Your team is doing good things.
You Lance Berkman?
Overreaction to reality. Jalen Hurts is a weirdo? Is that what you're throwing out for me? That's
number right. two on the misses over the weekend. Huh. Matt Eberflus defense.
Ooh. That's two?
He has no pass rush. He has no coverage. The offense that's supposed to help him out is Matt Best. That's where we are right now with the Matt Eberflus project.
But we can stop that run, baby.
I'm hoping, Kevin, that by week eight, we see a turnaround here with this defense.
Obviously,
I want to see a turnaround next week from what we just saw.
Okay.
But by week eight, we go, okay, this thing's really starting to come together.
All right. Are you worried about that at all, though? Because it feels like by week eight with this defensive performance, you could essentially feel like the season is donezo. And then they'll win too many games to really mess up my grand draft plans, whether that's Lenora Sellers or, you know.
Yeah. No, that's a possibility.
Okay.
We'll see. Number one on the misses list, people who said Justin Herbert and Daniel Jones were cooked.
Hold on. You were one of those people for Daniel Jones.
I absolutely was one of those people for Daniel Jones. And I'm not sure that I was. Like, I just had I've always been very consistent about Justin Herbert. He has every physical tool to be a successful quarterback. It has not come together for him.
True.
That was always my stance on him, is he has a live arm. Daniel Jones, I thought, had zero tools to be a successful quarterback. However, here we are with a dude who never doesn't get the score points.
Right.
Like they all they do is score points whenever he drives the ball down the field.
They finally had to punt, and they punted once, and that was like a big to-do.
It's so wild to me that happened.
Maybe that's the audio we should have called for, is the Colts punting.
Yes.
Like, oh, it's a first this season.
So for the people who said that Herbert and Daniel Jones were cooked, that's a miss of the weekend.
Oh, well.
And Kevin, you know what? I can take credit for failing on that one. Evidently I was wrong. Daniel Jones is amazing. Should be considered MVP at this moment, based on the fact that all his team does is score.
Look, and I was part of the group that said that Justin Herbert got more hype and less blame for anything for a quarterback that's never done anything than anybody else in NFL history. And maybe he'll be like, well, now I've done something.
Blame me for this.
Yeah.
Honorable mention for the hits this weekend. As I said, defensive scoring, 9 non-offensive touchdowns. Puka Nacua, 11 catches for 15 targets for 112 yards. Mm. And he was the main target on that final drive. And he was an absolute beast. Unfortunately, they couldn't convert the field goal. But like, Puka Nacua is one of those receivers that he makes tough catches. He's a tough dude. You can throw to him all day long. He's a fascinating dude to watch. Jonathan Taylor, also on the honorable mentions list. 102,
three touchdowns.
102 yards on three touchdowns. I did write 102 touchdowns on three touchdowns,
oh, man.
So that's my fault, but I didn't have to tell you all that, honestly.
That is too many. Let me ask you this. Cowboys somehow would have won that Bears game last night, but Jonathan Taylor had 102 touchdowns in his game. Do you think we should have led with that, or the Cowboys come from behind win?
The Cowboys come from behind.
You don't think we should have led the show with 102 touchdowns from Jonathan Taylor?
For the Cowboys?
No.
You know what? No.
We
should have teased that story.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open-concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a pet-friendly place.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
So that people stick around for our topics.
Man, that's some madness.
That's how you do it.
That is some madness right there.
Quite honestly, Tolos, if I had my way, we would tease the whole show all day long. I've told Kevin this. I would have one thing that I would tease you for all day long.
Have I not done that with the contest?
Pay it off in crosstalk. And you'd be like, God, listen, all day.
See, but wouldn't you eventually
so mad,
grow
dude.
To hate that show?
I did grow to hate that show. Trust me. Trust me, it did. Number three on the hits list, Caleb Williams, 298 yards, 4 touchdowns. First game without taking a sack, had a 142.6 rating. That's pretty impressive.
I mean, unless you're a Cowboys fan.
Well, I think that if you know this team, knew like everybody wanted to be like, oh, Caleb Williams stinks, you're that good. The Cowboys, I guess, are that bad right now at executing, according to Stephen Jones.
Did you hear the one part in his interview
with us?
Yeah, where he changed up the phrasing and definitely said execute the defense. And
he was like, look, I know they don't want to hear me say execution. So yeah, I'll just say we got
to. And it just reminded me of that old quote from that box coach. He's like, what do you think about the execution of the team? And he goes, I'm in favor of it.
We have to execute this team. Number two, Trey Tucker from the Raiders. 8 catches, 145 yards. And 3 touchdowns as he and Geno Smith connect on everything. And then the number one hit of the weekend, Kevin, you discussed it earlier, Isaiah Rodgers essentially winning a football game on his own. 2 forced fumbles, 1 return for a touchdown, also had a pick 6 to add to the 9 non-offensive touchdowns for the day.
He was, man, he feels like he should be like 1, 2, and 3 on the list. That performance was so freaking incredible.
Yeah, and I think everybody kind of thought, hey, you know what? Isaiah Rodgers is going to be the reason the Vikings win today before that game. I'm pretty sure that was on the bingo card.
I did not think that. So good to all of those people out there who did think that.
And there you go. That, ladies and gentlemen, is hits and misses.
By the way, Bruce Pearl, the head basketball coach for Auburn, is expected to retire kind of rather abruptly. At least that's what it feels like. So just wanted to throw that note out for you. Coming up next, let's do some wanker of the weekend, including, unfortunately, the Texas Rangers. But also, we will start up our ticket giveaway for the Cowboys, Packers, a pair of sweet tickets for that game on Sunday. All of that coming at you next on The Fan.
Williams. Back in the shotgun, fakes it to Swift, throws it in the back of the end zone, wide open. Touchdown to Cole Kmet, the tight end. Wide open, wide, wide open.
Wide open feels like it's been one of the phrases of the day, but I want to go back to the commercial we just heard from Colby Tolbert. And
we love you, G-Bag Nation.
I do like when he says that, but also, you know what my birthday present from Colby Tolbert was?
A garage.
Yeah, coming out and fixing our broken garage.
Oh, dude, that's awesome.
And
he's worked on my garage plenty of times.
Look, we love Colby Tolbert as a Tolo, but if you need to fix your garage, he made a spot for us this morning that I do not think existed. So I think he specifically made that for me and for my wife so we could get the garage door open and get her to work and everything. And we had two busted springs. It was a whole mess. And guess what?
Dude, I've experienced that. Yes. It's the worst, dude.
Tolbert garage door. I know they do commercials and you might be like, oh, but do you really? Yes.
No, that dude is
really.
That dude is also, he is a Tolo right along with you. And whenever we're out at these events, I know Bearded Monkey, he's been out there with me. Whenever we're out at these events, he's there and he's cheering us on. He's a friend just as much. We appreciate it.
So I guess I would say, I love you, Colby.
And Tolbert. It is Flag Tolbert, as you said.
Yes, exactly.
Good job, Carter.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, it's time for Wanker of the Weekend. Well, I guess you could probably take from a couple of things that we just played there that the Cowboys defense, just across the board, is the Wanker of the Weekend. Go back to Bradsham. Open. They had multiple wide receivers for the Bears who created 5 yards of separation. And we already talked about it. 7 of their 8 receivers had an average of at least 3 yards of separation. The secondary was embarrassing yesterday. The pass rush probably fits the same bill, and our tackling left something to be desired. So I feel like the Cowboys and their defense can lead the way on this.
How many yards of separation did DJ Moore have on his touchdown? Because here's the deal.
Oh, my God.
I've now seen it on Twitter, and I'm watching the highlight, as a matter of fact, right now. But I was in the car yesterday, Kevin. There was somebody special's birthday.
My mom. It wasn't me.
I wish you happy birthday.
You know what? It's really weird when I wish your mom a happy birthday. I said her first name and it feels wrong. I just feel like I should say Mrs. Majors.
That's not her last name.
I was going to say, and even that is not correct.
Yeah. But like the whole, we went over to her house and hung out and watched the game. And then on the way home, because, you know, for that celebration with her on the way home, I was listening to the game and I was like, I heard Bradsham. I heard it in his voice. And even Babe, it just seems like he has this positive, and he was just like, he was hurt by the way that game went yesterday. It looks like Nick Bosa is believed to have suffered a torn ACL on Sunday. So that is according to Ian Rappaport.
Now, for Schefter, he says that CeeDee Lamb is not going to play this weekend. Look, about an hour and a half ago, and I don't know if they had the MRI results back yet, but Steven said one of the things is they're going to keep an eye out on how CeeDee Lamb recovers, like today and the next day and the next. And I know CeeDee Lamb said after the game yesterday that he felt confident he could play in the next one, but Schefter is saying that the Cowboys are going to look at his kind of recovery in the next 10 to 14 days, because usually with high ankle sprain,
that's the reality.
You miss time.
Unless you are Wolverine and you can recover faster.
And so I know CeeDee Lamb says he wants to play, but he also had said, hey, like sometimes I need to be protected from myself.
A lot of people are giving the Cowboys offense a bit of a pass because, hey, CeeDee Lamb was missing. If CeeDee Lamb's missing in this game, you have a whole week to prepare a new offensive plan.
That is true.
Are you still going to be productive? That's a question I have. Kevin, I would like to contribute to Wanker of the Weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Is that all right?
Yes. Still concerned with your phrasing
today. Is the principal of Brighton High School a Wanker of the Weekend? The principal of Brighton High School banned the Memphis Central High School band from performing at their game because they play, quote, too loud.
What?
They said that your band is too loud. Mm-hmm. You cannot play.
Mm-hmm.
However, the band showed up anyway and played kazoos.
Please tell me they played the national anthem with kazoos. That is one of my favorite videos.
So they showed up and played kazoos, and Central ended up winning the game because obviously the kazoos. What would you rather hear? The loudest band or a band full of kazoos?
Look.
There's no way it's the kazoos.
It is 100% the kazoos. But that is also because I don't shake your head at me, Alec. But that is also because I have watched that national anthem kazoo video. Like,
you actually have
at least 50 times. That's probably low. So I see the appeal of that. I could see how every other rational minded person would be like, no, not that one.
They showed up. They said, oh, you don't want our instruments? That's fine. We'll bring some kazoos.
Now, the NFL referees, once again, are the wanker of the weekend. You were specifically told to keep an eye out on the tush push.
Yes.
And in a game that obviously came down to the last play, the refs definitely missed at least a false start again on a tush push. A week before, they missed a double false start. And also, if you continue to look at the way their players are coming off the ball, you're seeing it early and they're not calling the false starts. And I was like, man, they even went over this specifically to focus on that. So NFL referees, get it together.
I still have zero problem with the play itself.
Sure.
I do have a problem with a false start.
Yep.
Like that should be called. That is on the referee for doing that.
Do you think that this is the right response? Or is Brian Daboll the wanker of the weekend? He was asked about the MetLife Stadium crowd booing the Giants and their quarterback. And he said, quote, I'd be booing too, to be honest with you. Like, he's not wrong. How do you think that goes over in the locker room?
Probably not well.
Yeah.
Those guys in there are probably just like, hey, man, why'd you have to take a shot at us like that? And coach is probably like, play better, and I won't. Is that how you would do it?
Yeah, I don't know if I would be the most effective coach, because I think I would talk to some people the way I would want to be talked to, and I'm guessing that is probably...
You got to know what your team... Not for everybody. You know, you got to have your finger on the pulse.
Yes.
You got to know exactly what your team is capable of accepting and incapable of accepting. Kind of like with Mozzie, right? We're told Mozzie wants... Yes. He needs an arm around him, and a, hey, we're gonna do this together kind of thing, instead of being one of those guys like, I'm a self-motivator, I can do it all myself.
Can I do a serious one real quick? And this really is a bummer. Death, once again, is the wanker of the weekend. I'm sure you saw Texas Rangers special assistant player personnel, Scott Littlefield. He passed away. He was only 59. He spent the past 16 years with the Rangers, and his career encompasses 34 years of MLB scouting employment with three different teams. We've talked with Broadus a whole bunch, and I know baseball is another deal as well. It can be an incredibly difficult job.
Oh, yeah. Baseball scouting, extremely.
So I really appreciate the people that do it, and our thoughts and prayers are with his wife and his family. That is very sad.
Absolutely.
By the way, he scouted with the Braves when they won their World Series. So has a World Series ring as well, to go along with the 2023 one. So he has two. All right, wanker of the weekend, the WNBA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. fast, friendly, clean.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
They fined Caitlin Clark $200.
For what?
Well, she did comment on an Instagram post, which that means they're looking everywhere.
Oh, okay.
And said that even the refs can't stop us. Now, I kind of wonder if you're not a really well-known player.
I feel like
player.
That needs to be a fine.
Yeah, I know. But $200? And so this is what I always wonder with kind of unknown players across sporting leagues. Like if you're the 14th person off the NBA bench, like there's not going to be a story probably about you putting something like that. But like if PJ Washington did it, of course, or Kyrie or Caitlin Clark or whoever, you're going to get a story about that. And then the league found out and then they fined her a whole $200.
Didn't Sophie Cunningham get fined $500 for the same thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Useless. Something like that.
Yeah, and
I've seen that video a few times.
But she posted it like on a dance video or something that wasn't even about the WNBA in theory.
And so, but Kevin, that money, I'm sure that money, that fine money goes to a nice charity. And most of the...
Might go into their collective bargaining fight they're having right now.
I have no clue where it goes. But are you kind of saying because... why? Who's the wanker here? The WNBA for fining
for the amount of fine. Give a real fine.
What should a real fine be for that?
Should have a comma in it. I'll let them make the determination from there. Right?
Four digits or five?
Well, four.
I feel like
five feels unreasonable given the current pay structure in the WNBA.
Don't coaches in the NBA get paid like $30,000 or get charged $30,000 for. Yeah. Going after 35, something like that.
And so this is a bad look. Now, speaking of bad looks, are you familiar with the Italian rapper Fedez?
I cannot say that I am.
Well, that's okay.
He was on that 70s show, right?
No, that is just Fez. Right. Look at what happened to some of those other people. All right, so This Italian rapper posted on Instagram on his story. He says... The Italian, they got a new idol named Yannick Sinner, pure-blooded Italian with Adolf Hitler's accent. All right. I feel like we've been over this many, many times. First of all, that didn't even rhyme. Second of all, you should probably just stop doing general comparisons to Hitler until you kill millions and millions of people or try to wipe out a whole group of people. I probably definitely wouldn't compare it to a tennis player. Now, he apologized, but then said he was like trying to juxtapose Mussolini and all this other stuff. And I'm like, dude, I get it. But like, don't do that. That feels fair, right? Don't compare somebody to Hitler, especially a tennis player.
Yeah, the culmination of the things that Hitler accomplished, if you will, did.
Let's say did.
Yeah, did. I don't think there's much comparison that exists there yet.
No.
You know? For anybody.
Yeah. And again, I saw his apology and I was like, still. All right. MLB ticket thieves. Are they the wanker of the weekend? In a statement to The Athletic, MLB admitted, and they called them bad actors, were getting onto fan platforms, including the ballpark app, and taking fans' tickets.
What?
And selling them other places. So, like, you show up and you open up your ballpark app and it's like, boop, this ticket is not valid.
No, why?
Yeah. Well, because they like money and stealing. I would assume. And probably they hacked the money more than the stealing.
They hacked it? Is that what they did?
Yeah, I mean, they're...
Or they just had account, like the...
Yeah, and they hacked into other people's accounts and were able to pull that off.
That's awful. And you know what? I bet MLB Ballpark app doesn't have the cybersecurity staff to be able to like be like, hey, we're going to shut down every single one of these situations.
You might be right about that.
They got some security, but probably not a big enough one to do it all.
And then, unfortunately, we have to throw the Rangers in as wanker of the weekend as well. They are on a season-long 7-game losing streak right now. Good time for that, guys. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, and
let's give something away! 877-881-1053,
caller number 10, and we'll win a pair of sweet tickets to Sunday's Green Bay and Dallas game. This, of course, is courtesy of the Dallas Cowboys. Hopefully you enjoy an enjoyable game and an exclusive suite if you're caller number 10, 877-881-1053. Coming up next, we'll chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on The Fan.
And the Bears are going for what they think is going to be a knockout punch as the quarter comes to an end. Fourth and goal. Williams back looking. Under duress, rolls right, throws in the end zone. Caught. DJ Moore left all alone under the goalpost. Touchdown, Bears, with 9 seconds left in the third.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chit chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Not too bad, Hagee. How about you?
Yeah, I'm doing all right, doing all right. Obviously, we've talked a ton about the Cowboys today, and we get to circle back around to that. But what did y'all think about the general slate of the NFL yesterday? It felt wacky, and there were 7 games that featured a game-winning score in the final 3 minutes. That is tied for the most since the merger in 1970.
Since the merger, I mean, it's always good to see Green Bay lose, although they might be ticked off now coming into town on Sunday night. I was just bummed about the Rams. The Rams should have won that game. I think they're the better team. Nick Sirianni's clearly got their number. The Eagles have won 19 of their last 20 games. That is unbelievable. Yeah. Like, they are just finding ways to win. And even with all of that, Stafford's able to get the Rams in position, and then you get Jordan Davis with another block. Like, the special team stuff was just insane. And I felt for Aaron Glenn, because he is, like, so excited on the sideline. The Jets, yes, first win as a head coach, and then Baker goes right down the field. Bucks are able to stay undefeated. But it was bananas.
Yeah, I mean, what a witching hour. Me and Broaddus are in here doing the pregame show, and we got the red zone pulled up on the computer, and we got the screens working, and it's like, it's hard not to be distracted.
Even the crappy 49ers Cardinals game.
Oh, yes. Gross. Yeah. 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 Wow. I mean, it was a special day of football, and it was a lot of letdown seeing what the Commanders were able to do, seeing how the Eagles were able to climb back. That was unfortunate. The Bucks, I don't know. Baker might be like my favorite player to watch.
That dude, a lot of fun.
He's become one of those quarterbacks that when he's got the ball late in the game, you're like, I trust him.
Yeah. He reminds me a lot of Tony Romo the way he's playing right now. If you watch his pump fake, the way he shuffles the shoulders, it's a lot like Tony.
I can see stealing that stuff with his legs, and he's just, I don't know, he makes something out of nothing seemingly all the time. And
his teammates believe in him.
Yes, oh, like, absolutely.
That's a big deal.
And then doing it in those classy uniforms, too. There was something special about that.
I think I did have a favorite moment during the pregame show yesterday. It was, you tried to get Babe off the phone 3 times, and then Broaddus said, he threw in the, hey, I'll go to the national championship with my tickets from LSU.
Yeah,
and
I was like, that was nice.
He was trying to throw in some Indiana. And I was like,
I mean, hey,
was,
big win for Indiana, but I like that clapback, Broaddus.
You know what? Maybe I need to pull that for 2 Guys, 1 Booth then.
There you go.
Maybe that's one of those things. If Corey Major says that was the best moment, I thought it was going to be Brad Sham dunking on me. You know,
those are always my favorite,
kind of tried and true. We'll certainly
what was it for
that
this time?
Sushi.
I was going to say Chicago and Soldier Field all at the same time, so it came out Chicago.
Oh, I thought you said maybe Shoulder Field.
I may have dropped one of those in there yesterday. That's a tough word for me. And then I followed it up with obviously just a bad question, and then the response is, what kind of question is that? So
what
it was great.
What was your question?
It was fantastic.
I'm sorry I missed that.
After he chastised me for my inability to speak, I asked him if his voice was ready to call a bunch of touchdowns today, because I thought it was going to be like a total barn burner.
Yeah.
And it was just like a tongue-in-cheek question, and he's like, What kind of question is that? Of course I'm ready. I'm Brad bleeping Sham. Then I think he called me the B word. I don't know.
Under his breath.
Definitely under his breath.
Speaking of, Kevontae Turpin's on the Cowboys Hour tonight.
Oh, very nice.
With Brad Sham?
Yeah, probably so.
Heck yeah.
Oh, man. You wish you could, like, feed some questions in to Kevontae Turpin.
Well, did it make me smile a little bit later when Brad Sham was calling a play off the replay screen, thinking it was the actual play and it wasn't? Maybe.
Oh, man.
Maybe. No, maybe it did.
Do you think everybody in the history
when
of
Brad Sham, when Brad Sham called the flea flicker, called it an 80-yard touchdown, and then had to revisit it to 65, you know, did that make me smile?
Wow.
Of course not. I'm a better person than that.
It's not necessarily the team that you're rooting for, but do you think every sports fan ever has walked?
Jesus. Oh, my gosh.
You okay?
Eric's frozen.
You just, like, throw up your water?
Dude, I'm just looking for honest bras. Bras just makes me laugh.
So he does shows with me in shame.
Oh, my dear gosh.
I'm sorry, man. Almost all over the electronic.
Oh, it's okay. It was fast. You quickly pivoted away from the mic. Those
buildings. There was less hang time on that than there was on the Caleb Williams 80,000-yard touchdown.
Yeah. Now I forgot what my follow-up question
sorry
was
about
be,
that.
But that was truly...
Take it away, Brian.
Was, I think what he meant by the 80-yard was the flea flicked backwards. I think that was
the part. Add it all up?
Yeah.
Because that flea was flicking, man.
I know
people
both...
People forget that.
Both of them are valid answers, but are you more irritated, disappointed, or whatever with the pass rush or the secondary?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, both, but probably the pass rush.
Okay.
Just because they made it seem like they were still going to be able to be awesome at rushing the passer, manufacturing, you know, they're throwing a bunch of words at us.
I mean, Sam Williams looks like a different player. Dante Fowler looks totally inept out there. They're trying
really
to blitz and send a linebacker.
Yeah, and hit the ground running.
Ezeraku's a rookie, and we'll see. Hopefully he develops and ends up being a badass later on in his career. But you're right. Like, what we saw at training camp, and maybe that's just, you know, your tackles suck.
How about the offense?
Yeah, score a touchdown, man.
No, how about, like, you know this defense isn't any good. You've kind of seen it really the last couple of weeks. You know, everybody going into this felt like that even with the Bears, with the struggles that they had offensively, could score 30 points.
Yeah.
You know, and it's really unfortunate, but we're going to have to put this on you, Dak.
Yeah.
And I don't mean put it on you in a negative way. I mean, you're going to have to almost play perfect. You know, unfortunately, because this defense is not going to get any better. Now, we'll see what happens with some of the guys that come back. But offensively, if you punt or turn over the ball, you're going to lose. That's just the way it is for the Dallas Cowboys in 2025 right now. They offensively cannot afford any type of negative plays in any series. The defense is that fragile that you almost have to either kick field goals or score touchdowns. No empty possessions.
And for the second time in 3 weeks, it didn't particularly feel like his receivers helped him out either.
Well, there was a couple of them, we'll get into it at 3:40 when we break down the film, but there's a couple of hole shots that they could have made. And I mean, hole shots, you know, the one that Turpin caught that he got whacked.
Yeah.
There were probably three or four of those they missed in that game. That were that way.
That's what I kept wondering is, like, is just nobody open down the field here? Because
when you guys sit down and watch the All 22, is it up yet?
Yeah, it's up. I watched. Okay. They missed some opportunities, specifically with Pickens on right, which was frustrating.
Yeah, and then you've got a guy. There were two guys we talked about all week on our show that we always kind of break down what's going to happen on defense.
Sure.
And they were throwing the ball against Nashawn Wright.
Yeah.
In the nickel corner for them, they were 10 of 11. But the other passes going at Stevenson, they were 3 of 10. What does that tell you a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, probably should have altered that game plan. Huh?
Yeah, the touchdown drive, they threw on right twice.
Yeah, maybe.
Or three times. Three, one to Tolbert, two to Pickens, and one was the touchdown
to
Pickens.
Maybe you should find a way to get your best players on their worst players. That would be a good start if you're the offense.
Yeah. What do you find, fellas, got coming up on the program today? And are you worried about Chiafalo since he couldn't even do a drink?
We always are.
No, I'm actually really excited about this because I feel like his spirit's in a good place. Uh-huh. You know, after a loss like that, it can get ugly. But he's leading with a good, sense of humor about this whole deal. And I like that.
Okay, good.
That bodes well here for the next 5 hours. I would say the secondary is the worst part of the team. You know, the offense definitely disappointing yesterday. You're without CeeDee Lamb, but You know, I think
probably going to be again.
The worst part as a fan watching it is the pass rush, because they've actually invested. I mean, Diggs is coming off of a massive injury. He probably won't be having a chance to be the player that he was until next year. But you got guys down there on the edge who should be producing a lot more. And I think three of them got skunked. Like, no pass rush wins, period.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. That's just wild how bad it was. Yeah. It's almost like playing pathetic is contagious. We got CY coming up at 4:20 today. We'll take a look at what he's looking at for the Rangers in the last week. But all the reactions to the Cowboys game right out of the gates here. Pure Gold, as always, thanks for asking.
Yes. I don't know if he has such opinions or if he'll get into it. Is there any chance, if you have time, if you'll ask him if he thinks Cal Raleigh should be the AL MVP?
Sure.
All right. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece Maker. Way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Say shoulder field, Kevin.
Shoulder field.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.